just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
We're living in the Disney dystopian future where you have to give up all your rights to Disney, Steve.
I think I already have, haven't we?
We've given up everything to Disney at this point.
It just feels like the world we live in general anymore.
Disney and Google own us all.
Oh, that is so true. Do you know how many times I've literally told people, yeah, I've sold my soul to Google to survive? I've said it at least 5 times this week.
Sorry, Satan.
Right?
I've already sold my soul to Google.
And Disney.
Oh, there's a new shirt.
There you go.
I always find it interesting, with Disney being such a big company, a big part of everyone's lives, people like to kind of blow things out of proportion when it comes to Disney. They like to, I've read numerous things about, ooh, these are the crazy things that they make cast members do at Disneyland, you know, or,
yeah.
Ooh, these are the crazy things that Disney forces their employees to do.
Ooh, that'd be a fun one too.
Okay.
I'm excited for that one.
We're not talking about that today.
Not today.
We're talking about John Q. Visitor to a Disney park.
Right.
And what was the buzzword article title for this?
Oh, I don't know. 20 insane things that you agree to when going to Disney, something
like
that.
Intense things. That's what it was. 20 intense things that you agree to.
And we knew about a lot of these and have already talked about them quite a bit as well already. But there was a few new ones that I didn't expect on here that I didn't know about. And I have to say, majority of these, I would never see this happening. I could never see Six Flags getting away with this.
All right,
like Six Flags just like, I don't care, come on in.
Well, this is the thing though, is I'm interested in this list because it does have that buzzword kind of thing where they're like, ooh, what kind of crazy things do I have to agree to go into a Disney park? And I kind of glanced over these a while ago and thought, well, these aren't that crazy, but maybe when we talk about them out loud, I will see the craziness involved.
No, and I think most of them we already know about, and we haven't broken any of these rules yet.
Thank goodness.
And that was what I was thinking too, though, is that I'm pretty shocked that like as many times as we've been to the parks, we've never seen anybody being turned away for these reasons or anything. So
that's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I would imagine it would get brought up
more often.
I've
never seen anybody kicked out, honestly.
Yeah. Well, and they would have been turned away at the gate potentially for most of these, but
right.
Yeah. Well, let's get started.
Let's do it.
So number 20,
20,
no big surprise. Adults cannot wear costumes.
Right? Yes. This is very much a thing.
Yeah. We've talked about that quite a few times before that, you can do it on like their Halloween nights.
Yes.
You're allowed to do it. But
yes,
outside of that, you're not really allowed to wear costumes at all. So
they have character continuity that they need to keep up, so they can't have you looking just like anybody.
Right.
Because if you do something out of character, it can mess with their brand. So no character costumes for adults.
And really get confusing to kids and things that are there.
Right. Like if Snow White is going to meet Snow White.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun, but not fun.
Yeah.
Not fun. So none of that.
Yeah.
Not doing that on any of these. Number 19, you can't wear coats that drag on the ground. And that one did surprise me. I was like, oh, yes,
you?
Of course that makes sense. Because in my mind, I thought, now who's going to wear a coat that drags on the ground?
No, someone in costume.
There you go. One more reason we don't allow costumes.
Right. No, but can you imagine wearing a coat that drags on the ground trying to get through crowds of people at Disney?
Yeah.
You'd get whiplash from people stepping on your coat.
Oh, it would be so bad.
And your coat would be filthy. Here's a rule that I'm going to throw in there. No walking around without shoes on. Because do you know how filthy the ground is in a public place like that?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are nasty. Mm-hmm. Put your shoes back on.
It's true. I basically wear no shoes when I wear my sandals.
Yeah,
basically.
And your feet are black by the end of the day.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I like to soak them after that. That's for sure.
Okay.
But it's worth it because it gets so hot at the parks. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't want to put my feet. But now with the new shoes and stuff, no problem. Those are totally fine too. And all they give you a lot more support. So that's much better.
Yeah.
18. Yeah. Every guest has to be submitted to screening, especially those wearing layers.
Well, yes. Now, this is just an unfortunate side effect of the society that we live in.
I think that literally even at like theaters now and stuff, you need to be searched like everywhere you go.
Yeah. And I mean, for those of us not planning on doing anything nefarious, this is really is more of just an inconvenience than something insane.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, security takes forever. And it does. But there's no way for them to know who has plans and who doesn't and who's trying to sneak things in and who isn't. So we all have to do it.
Yep.
Like I said, I'm never trying to sneak anything into Disney, so it really doesn't bother me for that reason. What bothers me is people that dress and pack like they're climbing Everest.
Oh, it's true.
To go into the parks. It's like, oh my gosh, you're only in here for like 12 hours at most.
Yeah, when you
and that's being really aggressive.
Kids take a lot of stuff.
That's true.
Every time you when
it's a good time to teach them to not
be minimalist.
You're just not going to have that today.
Yeah, that's completely true. Number 17. And by the way, this one did actually shock me quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
Visible tattoos may get you thrown out. Oh. So I'm guessing if they're inappropriate tattoos, right?
Yeah.
Then they could be, and I don't know what they deem inappropriate. I have no idea.
I'm assuming things like nudity, foul language, that kind of stuff.
Maybe Disney characters specifically.
I mean, I don't know.
In bad taste.
In poor taste, Disney character. Like if you had a nude Jessica Rabbit on your arm, they might be like, wow, no.
No, thank you.
Or if you have swear words, because in general, it's a children's park.
Yeah.
You have to abide by the rules of the fact that it's a children's park. And regardless of your personal opinions, not everybody wants their kids seeing nudity or reading foul language.
Right.
While
it feels to me like in like World War II, Navy guys were always getting inappropriate tattoos that at family reunions.
That's inflammatory.
Reunions.
You're just making things up now.
No, because it feels like I went to like family reunions and they would be like, don't look at, you know, uncle's tattoo because...
Well, it used to be a thing that they would paint ladies on like the side of the airplanes and things like that too. And the pinup girls were very popular in the 40s. So it could be a time period thing. And you know, if you want a pinup girl tattoo, that's all on you for, you know, whatever you want, but you know, you can't necessarily walk around with nudity or a bunch of swear words all over you and expect people not to be a little uncomfortable at the very least.
Huh. I wonder if they have other problems getting to other places or if it's, you know, just Disney parks, because Disney could be a lot of other places too.
Well, I mean, personally, I would have a hard time with it. You know, if you're, I don't know, buying a car and the person selling you the car has like F words or something written on his arm or something, I would find it distracting and be like, wow, that's a really aggressive tattoo, you know?
I'm
would
curious,
it stop
though.
Me from buying from them? Probably not.
Yeah.
But
by the way, if you guys have ever been kicked out for any of these reasons, let us know. I'm dying to hear the stories.
It's intriguing.
Yeah. If you've ever been kicked out for your tattoo or this one, because this one I found incredibly intriguing.
Oh, okay.
Number 16. Mm. If Disney thinks your clothes are inappropriate, you can be thrown out.
Oh.
Right? Like,
I've
really?
Seen some very inappropriate clothing.
That's what I find so shocking about it. Right? Like, there's a lot of things, and there's a lot of water rides and things that basically people wearing swimming suits on, and you're like, is that inappropriate? I don't know.
This last time we went, there was a guy wearing what could only be described as the bare minimum for a shirt. Do you remember this? He was literally wearing a strip of fabric, basically, that had a neck hole, and then the sides were completely cut out. It was like, at one time, it was a tank top, I assume.
Okay.
But legitimately, his entire back was exposed. And I think he had some cloth on the front. But overall, he was basically just shirtless walking into Disney.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wow, that is like bare minimum of shirt, shoes, and service type of stuff. Like, well, technically, I'm wearing a shirt, you know? And it's
but if
like,
you don't get kicked out over that, then...
Well, and I mean, it's a... You know,
and it didn't even cross my mind. I've worn shirts in there as well, and people have been like, "Now explain to me exactly what it is your shirt is meaning."
True,
you know, and you're like, Okay, so if you're doing it at that level, then I wonder, gosh, maybe I could have been kicked out for that shirt too. Glad it's I
possible.
Didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that would be one I'd be really, really intrigued to find out who's been, ejected from the park or denied service because of their clothing.
Yeah. But
I guess they have the right to do so.
I mean, I guess if it's not actually covering anything or revealing too much for anybody, like male or female, I think it would be an issue. And then I think it goes back to also nudity, swearing kind of stuff too. If your clothing has something like that on it, I bet that they would say, this shirt's not going to fly.
And all of this is really good points, because now I think back out of the hundreds of thousands of people we've seen at parks, and you're like, yeah, you're right. I mean, there's the one guy with the one shirt the one time.
Yeah. Outside that's the only time I can think of that somebody was, I looked at somebody's clothes and went, man, you really went out of your way to try to avoid wearing a shirt today.
Well, let's hope you have a lot of sunscreen.
You need some sunscreen.
And I think this next one, number 15, is pretty much indicative of most things in the world nowadays. All guests must agree to be filmed without payment.
Yeah, it's pretty much just standard these days, isn't it?
It's literally part of our job agreement. And when I go to work most days, that we have to sign an agreement that says we have the right to film you at any time, and we're going to air it, and you have to agree. You're like, please do.
Show me all over. Well, here's the thing is... When we went and we were there the day that Idina Menzel and Kristen Bell were there.
Oh, right.
We were like, gosh, we should stand here and watch this. And then you see all the cameras. And in my mind, originally, I was thinking, gosh, they're going to have to get consent forms from everybody in here.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wait, we all consented as soon as we came in that we were allowed to be filmed. So... They just have extras for free.
Right. And yeah. I remember, back in 2000s when I was first opening a club, we put the reverse out. We said no filming allowed. And that you see that most of the time, you're like, oh, no filming allowed.
I don't know.
On the inside,
Good luck trying to get that to fly these days.
Nowadays? Yeah, right. Yeah. Number 14, no emotional support or comfort animals are allowed. So apparently it says support dogs and miniature horses are allowed. No others are.
Miniature horses are?
That's what it says.
What are you going to be walking your pony around Disney?
A miniature horse and I guess maybe that's to cover like large dogs, right?
Because, we've seen a couple of dogs that would qualify as a small horse, but.
Oh, but they're so cute.
I just don't understand, like. I get that you don't want everybody bringing their animals because animals are a whole different situation.
Yeah, and the airlines are having issues now.
Well, that obviously too. But you have to deal with waste from all these animals and other people's allergies, and you have to deal with what do you do with these animals if they freak out? Like if someone has an emotional support parrot and starts flying around clawing at people, is Disney liable for that? It becomes very complex. And most of the dogs that we've seen at Disney have been very well behaved.
Oh, yeah. That's because they're police dogs.
I've seen some emotional support dogs, or I've seen some handicap people's like seeing eye dogs and things like that. And everyone seems to know the rules these days where you don't touch the dogs. It's kind of a thing. But I can't imagine walking through there when there's just a menagerie of animals everywhere.
Yeah.
And I understand because Disney is a stressful place. It's crowded, it's noisy, it's busy, and it's not for everybody. If you can't handle crowds, Disney is a very difficult, almost impossible place to enjoy.
Sure. And I can imagine a peacock is not going to handle a crowd well.
No. It probably will not.
There you go. Which goes to the next one, number 13. You have to keep quiet on the premises after hours. Most of the parks are in residential areas, or more appropriately, or more importantly, there's hotels all over the place.
Mm.
So after 11 o'clock, you are asked to remain quiet as possible. I would imagine that really only comes into play on like the days that are open till midnight.
Sure.
Or the 24 hours days of Disney.
Yeah.
That one would probably
How enforceable that is. If someone's consistently screaming their head off, maybe there's something you can do about that. But in general, theme parks are noisy places. So you know, am I going to be any louder than the roller coaster that you've got running? Probably not.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And they really do work hard to keep the parks pretty well, pretty quiet as a whole, and that they don't allow, you know, they have a lot of trees and they put up sound barriers and different things so that it absorbs the sound pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's probably not too bad. And people live right next to freeways and that doesn't seem to be a problem.
Yeah. If you move in right next to Disney, you've got to expect some noise.
You would think so, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're like Golden Oaks. And you're like, that's the multi-million dollar subdivision.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
at Disney World.
What'd you call me?
It does sound like an old person's place, though, right?
It really like, does. It sounds like Shady Pines retirement community.
Ma, we're sending you to Shady Pines.
We're sending you to Golden Oaks.
Which was also filmed at Disney World. So it kind of fits appropriately, right?
Oh.
Yeah. It was, right?
What was?
Golden Girls?
Was Golden Girls filmed at Disney?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
We might have to double check that.
Or yeah, make an don't episode. Spread lies.
I know, right? I'm pretty sure that's true. They
you
talk
can't
about
do that at Disney property either. No lying on Disney
no
property.
No lying on Disney property. And number 12, no personal items can be left unattended.
Well,
that's and this again. One I know is interesting because we've seen people that have left strollers. They make you leave your strollers unattended. Yeah. So strollers are not considered personal property.
By the way, how do people not get stuff stolen out of strollers
all the time? Yeah, literally, they got all kinds of good stuff
you
up
leave
in there.
Everything in your stroller, then go get on a ride. It would be just, I mean, I'm not advocating this at all, but right. my neurotic brain kicks in and I go, what if someone just walked along and stole all your stuff while you were on Pirates?
Right.
You know, like
right.
Those things scare me.
Thank goodness I'm an honest person.
Yeah,
otherwise
I'd be snatching your iPad right out of that baby carriage.
I know. Well, and those sipper cups are, you know, popcorn bucket, there's $21. So I'm going to steal your, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh my goodness. You're going to be walking out of Disney with all sorts of souvenirs.
I'm only kidding. Do you remember that Disney hack one that we watched that one time and it said that like you go to the Disney lost and found and just describe any random thing and you'll get it basically?
Oh, I did not watch that one. That sounds
okay.
Terrible.
Yeah, we're putting doing that
I'm one. Looking for a glass eye. All right, next.
Number 11. Oh, and I didn't finish that one, though, because your friend that left his cell phone charging in a bush.
Oh,
do you remember?
And I don't know if that's exactly where he left it, but he was a big fan of charging his cell phone in random places.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I left my phone in one of the parks. I'm like, did you leave it plugged into a tree in Fantasyland? Because literally he would wander off and find a plug somewhere to plug his phone in before they had chargers.
Yeah.
And he would go back and find it.
Every time.
Every time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm worried. I think we might have to divide this one into two episodes.
No, go fast.
Oh my goodness. Go. Well, we're getting to the good ones now.
Oh, good ones now.
Number 11, strollers have to be a certain size. This is no big surprise.
Well, this is fairly new too.
And they cannot be left behind. No, I'm just kidding.
You have to take it with you. They used to basically let you bring whatever you wanted to drag your kids around in into the parks. And then they changed it to be like none of these wagony type things.
Right.
Which I can appreciate because those wagons are huge.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have one kid that they have in one of those things. So it's a kid that's taking up like a 4x4 space in
right.
the crowds and they've packed their entire lives into that thing.
It's completely true. I do have to respect the parents that have like three kids, four kids all hanging off the strollers because they have the little bench on the back.
Yes.
So they'll have like two of them standing on the back and then there's like two in there and they're and you're like, oh, now you guys, respectful. Like, yeah, mad props to you.
Well, and the big strollers are really what the issue is. Partially is that obviously they take up space in the parks and things, but also security-wise, they're a little bit more of an issue. And there are people that aren't too good to use strollers to sneak things into parks for whatever reason.
Right.
Be it something harmful or alcohol or drugs or whatever else that they're trying to get into the park, they will bury it at the bottom of a giant set of,
yeah.
you know, strollers and be, you know. So I can understand from a security point of view that not having strollers that fit 13 kids is probably a better way to go.
Right. And I do like the fact that they can only be so wide now too, because that was the other problem too, is that two strollers on a sidewalk would completely block a sidewalk. And I guess it still will.
Yeah.
But at what point is it going to stop getting...
Do they allow the double wide strollers still?
It has to be like 51 by 31, I think, are the total So it can only be three, like 1 inches
front
wide,
and back kind of thing.
Pretty much front and back, or if it's a real, you know, but like the running ones, I've still seen some running ones around, but 31 by 51, I think, is the maximum, is the right one.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to divide this into another podcast because we're running out of time.
Completely like that.
But these are, thus far, all of these things make a lot of sense to me. Nothing in here sounds quote unquote insane. As far as I'm concerned,
the clothes and the tattoos, that one, those two really shocked me.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't even, never even crossed my mind that. And you've seen some of the shirts I've worn, and I was
so laughing. See, now you're making yourself sound like you're wearing something scandalous.
Right.
Like, Steve just wears shirts that sometimes are misread, and so people don't know what they mean.
But yeah, one time I had a shirt that said rehab is for quitters. And did not wear that one to Disney. That would be the one.
I wouldn't let you wear that one.
No, but
Disney.
I got questioned all the time when I wore that shirt, right? All the time. And I was like, well, it's quite factual, actually. But anyway, loved the shirt. Thought it was fun. I got yelled at all the time.
People don't seem to enjoy that kind of humor. No, like, I think clothing-wise, they probably wouldn't turn you away for the rehab shirt, although it may be in poor taste. I think really what it is clothes too revealing, or clothes that say things that are offensive.
Yeah. And as an adult, I would agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a 19-year-old, I did not.
You thought you were too cool for rules?
I guess so.
No, in general, though, most of these rules totally make sense to me, and I wasn't shocked. But maybe in the next 10, we'll be shocked.
Right. By the way, I still have that shirt.
Oh, good. We'll be pulling that one out for our next podcast. But it's like I always say, no lying on Disney property or you're going to get thrown out.
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.